Well, hello, 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 everybody. Pastor Mackenzie Cambese coming your way. Progress on Purpose. I just want to give you a reminder. I've been contemplating and singing in my meditation that beautiful song of the church. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. And God just dropped something on my spirit. And I want to remind you tonight. About the love of God. I just want to remind you tonight about the love of God. I have four things I just want to remind you about the love of God. John chapter 3 verse 16, it reads this way. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God so loved the world. It is the world that God loved. It was not the perfect one. It was not the holy one. But it is the world that God so loved. And I just want to remind you about the love of God for you tonight. It is extremely important for you to understand that God loves you. God loves you. God loves you. Just want to remind you, God loves you. What does that mean? The love of God. It is a very important thing for you to understand that God's love is so deep toward you. It's a reminder. Just want to remind you. You know, life is a way of putting in and distorting how we view the love of God for us. And we end up thinking that it is in the doing that God loves us. But I want you to understand that for God so loved the world, that God loves you. And I want to remind you of four things about the love of God. Number one, I want you to understand that the love of God seeks you out when you have nothing to give in return. The love of God seeks you out when you have nothing to give in return. When God loves you, it's not because you have something to give to him, but he seeks you out when you have nothing to give in return. The love of God is being loved when you are unlovable. God loves you when you are unlovable. You don't have to be in a better state for God to love you. When God says, I love you, I want you to understand he's loving you when you are unlovable. And number three, just a reminder about the love of God. The love of God, it has nothing to do with you. The love of God is nothing to do with you. It always gives to the wrong person. The love of God is nothing to do with you. And the love of God always gives to the wrong person. John 3:16, for God so loved the world. For God so loved the world. However you are feeling today, this is a reminder from me to you that God loves you. And the love of God for you has nothing to do with you. The love of God always, always gives to the wrong person. And the fourth thing I want to remind you about the love of God, you can't make God love you. You can't make God love you. This is just a reminder for somebody who needed it, who is trying to be enough, who is trying to appease God. Let me tell you something, my friend. It is God's choice, God's desire, God's will to love you, and he loves you so. So I want you to remember that it seeks you out, number one, when you have nothing to give in return. And the love of God, it loves you when you are unlovable. The love of God has nothing to do with you. It always gives to the wrong person. And number four, the sweet love of God. You can't make God love you. What does that mean? God knows you. God has your back. And God loves you. May you rest in the knowledge that you are loved. God loves you. Let that empower you. Let that encourage you. Let that destroy the guilt and shame of sin and of making mistakes in life. The devil is a liar. God loves you. He loves you because he chose to love you. He sought you out when you had and still have nothing to give in return. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Please may you embrace the warmth of the love of God. He loves you. Blessings on you, my friend, as you progress on purpose with such a loving God on your side. You will make it. Blessings on you.